From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Farm news in real country. Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo. And normally, Ag News 890, also Lisbon and Fargo. Well, Ag News 890, not on the air. We hope to get that taken care of shortly. While Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue testified yesterday morning before the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee. Now, Subcommittee Chair John Hoven of North Dakota scheduled the hearing to review the President's fiscal year 2018 funding request and budget justification for the Department of Agriculture. While Hoven noted in his opening remarks that agriculture has already done its fair share in trying to help balance the actual federal budget.
Ag has already done its fair share by reducing spending in the current Farm Bill. When passed in 2014, the Farm Bill was calculated to save more than $23 billion. So that was the CBO office estimate. In actuality now, scored over the next 10 years, the Farm Bill saves $104 billion. So clearly Ag is doing its part to help with the budget debt and deficit. But right now, they're facing a tough time. And that's the whole idea behind the countercyclical safety net, behind crop insurance, is that when they need it, it's there for them.
Ranking member Jeff Merkley called the Trump administration's budget proposal for agriculture heartless in his opening remarks.
Net spending for agriculture and rural development is cut by about $5 billion or 26%. More than 20 research programs are eliminated, and the rest are cut at a time when we desperately need innovation in agriculture. The Farm Service Agency would lose almost 1,000 employees who help producers across America access USDA's farm loan programs. The Natural Resources Conservation Service budget would cut funding for conservation by $100 million, resulting in thousands of fewer conservation plans, which are a requirement for producers to enroll in USDA's conservation programs as well as to apply for crop insurance. You can't have a good customer service if you don't have customer service representatives. The proposals for nutrition programs, both domestic and international, are short-sighted and heartless.
John Tester of Montana implored Perdue to help lawmakers protect the farm safety net and crop insurance. Secretary Perdue recently visited Montana on a brainstorming tour with Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts.
Farmers and ranchers aren't asking for much, maybe with the exception of the EQIP program that they'd like to have plussed up. What they're asking for is let's not take a step backwards. Because if we take a step backwards, especially in this time when we have low commodity prices, and they truly are very bad. Example, I took the farm over in 1978 prices are as low now as they were when I took the farm over in 78. And you know what a tractor or a pickup cost compared to what they did in 1978.
Perdue tried to assure Tester and the other subcommittee members that he recognizes the importance of the farm safety net. And he claimed some remarks he made in Montana regarding crop insurance.
We've got to understand that insurance is just that. When there's a tragedy, when there's a drought, when there's a flood, when there's hail, we need a safety net to call upon. But no longer can we think about insurance as an investment. We don't invest a dollar in insurance and expect to get $1.10 back every year in that area. So I want insurance to be just like we have property and casualty insurance otherwise, hopefully never using. I've never met a real farmer that Senator would rather have to call on insurance rather than have a good crop at a fair price. And that's really what we want to do.
The White House budget proposal calls for capping crop insurance premium subsidies at $40,000 a year, which would cut the premium subsidy for about 33,000 farmers, according to USDA. The proposal would also eliminate all crop insurance premium subsidies for farmers with a $500,000 adjusted gross income. While concerns over the U.S.-led effort to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement has prompted Mexico to consider other options for pork imports, National Hog Farmer magazine reports U.S. pork industry leaders shared that message at last week's World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. For instance, if the U.S. would abandon NAFTA, Mexico would be poised to place a 20% duty on pork, which has sent Mexico searching for other potential suppliers. Last year, 26% of U.S. pork was exported, with the largest volume shipped to Mexico. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, well, guess what? We're going to talk about what's going on with potatoes. That's next.